Well, if you sit around waiting for motivation, it'll never happen. You just have to do it. Make a plan and do it. And once you begin, the motivation will come with it. Because motivation is often the result of action, not the cause of it. So getting started, even in very small ways, is a form of active inspiration. It produces momentum. Think about Newton's first law. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. And you don't need much motivation once you've started this behavior and once you've started this action. Nearly all the friction in the task is at the beginning. But after you start, progress occurs more naturally. I am going to bring this with me today. I've got so much stuff around my house that I just haven't done because I haven't been motivated. And I haven't been listening to this part because I've known this message, but sometimes I forget it. You know, there's good things that we know, and sometimes we need to be reminded of. Life is this constant balance between giving in to the ease of distraction or overcoming the pain of discipline and reaping the rewards of that. And it's not an exaggeration to say that our lives and our identities are defined in this little balance. And that's what life is. You know, it's the sum of 100,000 daily battles and little bitty tiny decisions that make up what we do and who we are. So if in this moment, when you don't feel like doing the work, it's not a moment to be thrown away. This is a moment. It's your life just as much as any other moment. So spend it in a way that will make you proud. If there's something you want to do, get up and do it, and you'll find that the motivation will follow you. When you need motivation, just get started, and you will find your motivation. You will build it for yourself once you do. Let's do those things today,
buddy. I almost want to give you an offer plate.
Hey, how you doing? Put your hands up.